This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and during the next 2 hours, you and I will explore a variety of healthcare topics ranging from Munchausen disease or Munchausen syndrome to what it's like to suffer a heart attack from a man who's written a book that literally paints a picture and walks you down that aisle in the hospital while you're on a gurney. It's an amazing book. We'll be doing that in hour number two. In just a moment, we'll be talking to our friend Marilyn Janae. She's a Los Angeles-based prosperity mentor. And it occurred to me that everybody needs prosperity in today's day and age. And so we'll be talking to Marilyn in just a moment. But first, surprise, I want to say hello to Daryl Wayne. And Daryl, you know what today is.
It's recording day.
Oh, it's recording day. Yeah. But today is our 100th show together.
This is show number 100, which is actually 200 hours of radio.
200 hours of radio.
Yeah. Face to face, mano a mano.
Mano a mano.
Belly button to belly button.
It's very close quarters here at the Late Night Health Studios in downtown, well, in the harbor of Ventura, I guess we could say that.
Yeah.
But thank you, Daryl. I mean, it's been an amazing, almost 2 years.
Yeah, it's better to say we're at the harbor rather than in the harbor.
It's true, but next week we could be in the
harbor. You never know.
We never know. But the show has really come along, I appreciate your input and your help in putting it together. In the next couple of weeks, I'll be in Washington, D.C., voicing my opinion on things like GMO and labeling and to congresspeople and senators. As I participate in Natural Products Day, and we're the only radio show and radio host that's been invited to do that.
And deservedly so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that from, you know, but we're both going. I'll carry you along in spirit. So I'm really looking forward to that, and it's really quite an honor to associate with the people from Natural Products. Okay. In the second half of this hour, we will talk about Munchausen syndrome, what it is, and it can be cured. But right now, we're going to turn to our friend Marilyn Janae and talk about why being prosperous can make us feel better and healthy. Marilyn, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Hi, Mark, and thank you for having me here in your 100 milestone.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. Let's talk about something. When somebody is depressed, they're worried about health, they're worried about money, they're worried about anything. Doesn't that affect the quality of their life?
It's funny that you said money twice.
Yeah, yes.
Of course it affects the quality of their life, but more than that, and not only, well, two things to consider, because I know you have a health show here and you deal with health topics.
Right.
But any negative emotion, any negative emotions that we allow into our mind, into our emotions, our spirit, are going to affect every cell in our body. Our thoughts, our feelings, not only affect our experiences in our life, the outer circumstances, but they have a direct impact on the health of the body. As I think we know, mainstream medicine now acknowledges the mind-body connection.
Barely, but they do. And they do. Okay. Do it.
Well, there's some great doctor, Dr. Bernie Siegel. Larry Dossey, many great doctors that I study the works of. I'm not in the health field at all. I'm a prosperity teacher. But prosperity is not only about money, as you know.
Oh, it can be about relationships. It can be about work. It can be about a number of things.
And why would anyone, let me ask you a question. Would you knowingly, any of you listeners, would you knowingly want to put toxins and poisonous chemicals in your body?
Obviously not, no.
Then why would you want to have toxic, poisonous thoughts go into your body that in turn affect every cell, every organ, every part of your body? You know, the subconscious mind controls our autonomic nervous system. It has a perfect memory of every cell in our body. It heals us. And it cannot function. It cannot function if it is overcome with debris, with toxic negative emotions and thoughts and words.
But if we have these negative thoughts and emotions and it's constant, it can manifest, to use a word that prosperity people use, mm-hmm. as poor health, even serious poor health. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about here, is the effect of our thoughts. My area of expertise is in the laws of manifestation, in understanding. I teach people how to understand how crucial, how important our thoughts, our spoken words, our thoughts, our feelings are on any aspect of our life, and that, of course, includes health.
One of the things that I think most people today know about or have heard is the law of attraction. I believe it was first coined by Abraham, Esther Hicks, and that group more than 20 years ago. You've changed that to the law of satisfaction.
Oh, you heard about my law of satisfaction.
I've been studying it.
First of all, Catherine Ponder, one of my great influences, she talked about law of attraction even way before Abraham Hicks. But law of attraction is a valid law. And the law of attraction, the way it's practiced, though, today, mainstream, I don't think that most people use it and apply it correctly and therefore don't get the results they want for this reason. This is a law of mind. Remember, I teach these mental and spiritual laws. The law of mind is that your subconscious mind and universal mind can mm-hmm. only create for you what it believes is an existing reality. That's why we often hear, you act as if.
I am happy. I do have money. I have the wife I want, the girlfriend I want. I have the car of my dreams.
However, that's another area. When you start using affirmations like that, there's a reason that affirmations, which are also a very powerful tool, I'll tie this all together,
sure.
a reason why they don't usually work. Because if your conscious desire is for something, like I have one of the things you said, a car,
Right.
I have a wonderful car, but your subconscious doesn't believe you have it, you create an argument. If you create resistance in the subconscious, and the subconscious doesn't like to change, so you're not going to get your end result. But let's go back for a moment to the law of satisfaction, or the law of attraction versus the law of satisfaction.
Before we do that, let's talk about who you are. We are speaking with Marilyn Janay. She's a Los Angeles-based prosperity mentor. You're meeting her right now, and she is teaching us about the law of satisfaction. And we're basically saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, Marilyn, that if you believe, you get. Is it more than that?
I think that's a very good way to put it. As your conscious and your subconscious believe, as they agree on a subject, you will get. You will manifest according to your belief, your deep-seated belief. Now, the law of attraction, people, the way people normally think of law of attraction is you have to attract something. You want something, you want to attract it to you, you visualize and you do all of the things to be on that frequency so you can draw it to you. But if you want something, and if you need to attract something, what is the message you're actually giving to your subconscious? Think about that for a moment. If you want to attract something,
you don't have it. So
exactly. You're good. You would make a great Feel Free to Prosper student.
Oh, well, I am.
Exactly.
I am. So I am. And we're going to give out, you'll be able to go on to our website and find Marilyn's website. If you go to latenighthealth.com, you'll be able to find out all you want to know about the Feel Free to Prosper program. And a lot of the information that Marilyn offers is absolutely free. So you need to check this out. If you want to feel healthy and vital, it works. We have a mutual friend, Marilyn and I, and she swears by you. And that's our friend, Ms. D. Yes. So she swears by what you're saying. So briefly, before we wrap up this segment, let's differentiate between the law of satisfaction and the law of attraction.
So the law of attraction says you have to get something. And if you want something, if you desire it, if you have to get it, you're really giving the message to your subconscious that you don't have it. And if the subconscious believes you don't have it, you will continue not having it. Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
The law of satisfaction, on the other hand, is based on, some of my great teachers from the icons that came before us. Dr. Joseph Murphy used to say, you feel the joy of the answered prayer. You adopt the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That's the law of satisfaction. There are techniques we can use. There are ways to get the subconscious mind to accept that at some level of being, you already have what you want. And that is the magnet that will draw the end result, your desire to you.
In our second hour, we're going to be talking about the Why I Swim campaign from the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America. Jack Burks will be joining us. He's the chief medical officer for the Multiple Sclerosis Association. And we'll also be talking with Thomas Larson, author of The Sanctuary of Illness. It's a scary book. It's one of the scariest books I've ever read, and it's compelling. You can't put it down. Right now, we're talking with Marilyn Janae. We're going to take some time, and when we return, we're going to talk about negative thoughts and how to blast them out of our heads. And I'll use me as an example as we return here on Late Night Health. Join us at LateNightHealth.com. How do you feel? Are you better today than yesterday? Better than last week? Now, here's an amazing fact. You were born to be healthy. That's right. You were born to be healthy. And that's the title of Dr. Otto Janke's new book, Telling You How to Be Healthy, Happy, and Live a Wonderful Life. Free from pain, drugs, and health problems. For more than 20 years, Dr. Janke has treated patients from hours old to those in their 90s. He's helped them to live healthy, happy lives. And he can help you turn your life around too. He even teaches you how to laugh and tells you why you should laugh each and every day. You Were Born to Be Healthy is a guide to the life you were meant to live. It shows you ways to eat healthy without being hungry or craving, how to exercise and why you should. And best of all, it's so simple, safe, and effective, anyone can do it. These are a few of what Dr. Janke calls the Healthy 11, the habits that the healthiest people have, and you should too. You can find Dr. Janke's book on Amazon in either the softcover or Kindle versions. Just type in, You Were Born to Be Healthy. You Were Born to Be Healthy. Start today. Let me ask you a question. When is the last time your doctor sent you to a big box pharmacy with a prescription for customized medication designed to meet your individual health needs? FusionRx is the premier compounding pharmacy in Southern California, but they are so much more. The professional staff works with your doctors and healthcare providers to make sure you're getting the right prescriptions and nutraceuticals to meet the personal health needs of you and your family. FusionRx actually makes prescriptions to your specific needs in their clean room lab. FusionRx offers patients attentive and personalized care, free consultations and advice, up-to-the-minute healthcare information, and great customer service. Give FusionRx a call today at 888-792-6676 or visit them at FusionRx.net. That's FusionRx.net. FusionRx, the premier compounding pharmacy in Southern California. Call them at 888-792-6676.